Blog Talk Radio.
You raise me up.
Hello, welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. This is Pamela Clark, founder and director. Kaden Behan is away this week, and she will return next week. And today we're discussing Common Core curriculum in the state of Ohio. A lot of things to discuss today, so we're going to get right into it, and we will be taking calls. So if you want to call in and ask any questions or just, you know, give feedback, whatever you feel like you want to do, please do so. The number to call in is 347-633-9225. 347-633-9225. So let's get right into it. Last week I was discussing the ACT and the SAT and how Common Core curriculum will be, you know, part of that too, where ACT is actually already aligned. SAT will be aligned as soon as next year. And I was looking into the homeschoolers taking these tests, and I really believe this will be downfall to homeschooling. So I suggested that no homeschooler takes these tests because it would be a detriment to all homeschoolers. And I looked into some different facts about that, and what I found out and concerning this is I did talk to an attorney too. I'm still waiting for more info about that. But anyways, I did a regular search and I came across multiple websites, campusexplorer.com. It's like college advice tips. There are a list of colleges that do not require SAT scores, and you may want to go on there just to see what colleges there are. I will share some. It says, among the smaller private colleges that do not require the SAT or top-tier schools like Middlebury, Bates, Bowdoin, whatever, Bryn Mawr, Sarah Lawrence, Bennington, Hampshire, larger universities, American University, University of California, Arizona State University, and Ohio State University. Now, you still probably want to contact the schools if you want to go to one of those schools or a different one that's on the list and just, you know, find out what they require as far as tests. Excuse me. And they'll be able to guide you. Now, with that being said, I also came across, like, under University of Wisconsin, they have a help page, it's UW. help.wisconsin.edu, and they have ACT, SAT frequently asked questions. And just a second, I have these, it's like these commercials keep playing on one of the sites that I had up. Okay, sorry. So anyways, they have ACT and SAT frequently asked questions, and it says, the UW system campuses use the result of standardized tests in the evaluation of freshman applicant for admission. New freshman applicants must submit the result of the ACT or the SAT. But they say right on their site, this requirement may be waived for older and or non-traditional applicants, which I'm thinking, you know, non-traditional to me is homeschoolers. And you may want to look into that, seeing if you can get it waived because you are a homeschooler and because of the new Common Core standards. I would think that some colleges that are not for Common Core will be more than willing to work with you. And some other things that I came across that I wanted to share with you, just a second, was, let me go to the site that keeps playing these commercials. Okay, this was under Common Core Curriculum, a look behind the curtain of hidden language. This was by Rachel Alexander And it says conservatives are in an uproar over Common Core, an educational curriculum being forced upon the states by the Obama administration, which is scheduled to be mostly implemented this year in the 46 states that have adopted it. Common Core eliminates local control over K-12 curriculum in math and English, instead imposing a one-size-fits-all top-down curriculum that will also apply to private schools and homeschoolers. Superficially, it sounds good. It creates universal standards that supposedly educate all children for college. Well, it doesn't sound good to me in any capacity, but okay. But along with the university standards can come a myriad of problems with the administrators of Common Core are disingenuously denying. The American Principles Project released an analysis last year of Common Core exposing the duplicitous language. Common Core describes itself as internationally benchmarked, robust, aligned with college and work expectations, rigorous, and evidence-based. None of this is true. I explained a lot more of Common Core, as most of you probably already know, throughout the week. I had a show almost every day this last week, really breaking it down of who's behind it and everything, and those are under our radio button on our website at newheightseducation.org, and I suggest that you check that out to really understand what's going on with that. Common Core proponents claim that it is not a federal mandate, instead using language like state-led and voluntary. The Common Core website asserts the federal government was not involved in the development of the standards. It states Common Core is not a national curriculum, but a clear set of shared goals and expectations for what knowledge and skills will help our students succeed. Now, Diane Ravitch, a former Assistant U.S. Secretary of Education, who was appointed to office by both Clinton and George H.W. Bush, recently changed her mind about Common Core. Ravitch now refutes claims by Obama and Common Core that the standards are created by the states and voluntarily adopted by them. She writes in the Washington Post, they were developed by an organization called Achieve and the National Governors Association, both of which were generously funded by the Gates Foundation. I really broke down all the money that Gates has been spending, too, earlier on one of the previous shows this week. There was minimal public engagement in the development of the Common Core. Their creation was neither grassroots nor did it emanate from the states. Instead, Common Core is being driven by policymakers in D.C. Common Core is set up in such a way that it can hardly be called voluntary. The Obama administration grants programs offers race to the top federal educational grants. Now, we discussed this more earlier in the week, too, so you can refer back to that, which most of you know that the curriculum was approved sight unseen, so that just kind of blows all that out of the water. Okay, some other things I wanted to share with you today is a list of things that I think that every parent should know about Common Core. So I'm going to share those now. It says Common Core standards for English and math were announced June 2nd, 2010, and approved by the Ohio State Board of Education 16 days later. June 18th, 2010, there was no time for Ohioans to study the standards and allow for review and comment from elected officials, parent, and school districts. The Ohio Department of Education, some members of the Ohio Assembly, have assured Ohioans that Common Core was a product of the state with contributions from parents and educators. Now, looking into this personally myself, I know this is the farthest thing from the truth. Actually, the Common Core standards were developed by unaccountable trade organizations and nonprofits, the National Governors Association, the Council of Chiefs, State School Officers, and Achieve, Inc. The development of the standards were financed by foundations such as Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which have significant financial interests in their adoption, which referred to their earlier shows this week to find out exactly how much money we're talking about and what they have gained from it. The terms of use page of the on the site corestandards.org states that the NGA Center and the CCSSO hold the copyright for the Common Core standards. Common Core works through the back door to set up a national curriculum and violates three federal statutes in the process. This has been accomplished by tying acceptance of the Common Core standards to winning Race to the Top grant money included in the federal stimulus bill. State elected officials, local school districts, and parents have no recourse if they should have a disagreement with curriculum content or even teaching methodology. Local school districts will retain control of only 15% of the curriculum content. Since Ohio is a local control state, I want to back up there, 15% of the curriculum content, the curriculum is copyrighted, so I would like to know what all that 15% includes. Interesting. Anyways, since Ohio is a local control state, the State Board of Education and the Ohio Department of Education assert that the Common Core standards are optional. In practice, school districts shall be graded on state tests based on the Common Core curriculum, and the students will take standardized tests for college placement administered by the ACT and the College Board SAT, which have aligned with Common Core. As a result, the State Board and the Ohio Department of Education have tied the hands of school districts and made Ohio's status as a local control state for education a farce. They have also set up the condition for an educational monopoly in the state of Ohio in the form of Common Core. Highly respected experts in math and English have expressed deep concerns with the Common Core standards. Stanford professor of math, James Milgram, the only mathematics expert on the Common Core Validation Committee, refused to sign off on the standards. I spoke about this person last week, maybe not by name, but I mentioned how he was kind of railroaded right out of it when he went and signed. He never did sign. He was the only math professor on it. Another member of the Validation Committee, University of Arkansas Professor Saunders Stofsky, who developed Massachusetts' highly respected English language arts standards, also refused to sign off on the standards. Race to the Top establishes a national student database, which is overseen by an unaccountable nonprofit, InBloom, Inc., where personal student data is shared with the third-party software vendors anxious to make a profit. Name, address, race, economic status, test scores, attendance, learning disabilities, and hobbies are just some of the student database points scored on the system. Excuse me. In December 2011, FERPA, FERPA regulations were changed by the Department of Education without consent of Congress, allowing for private student data to be shared with third parties and without parental consent. On May 14, 2013, the Vice President of the State Board of Education testified to the Education Committee of the House that it is unclear what effect changes in FERPA will have in Ohio law, which currently prohibits the sharing of private student data. This issue needs to be resolved before personal student data is put in a vulnerable position in student databases. Common Core sets up a frequent standardized testing regime and teacher evaluation system, which creates an educational environment where teaching is centered around achievement on tests and not richness of content. Common Core requires a significant and ongoing investment in technology for local school districts to maintain student data systems, software, and the computer hardware necessary for student testing. The list of organizations which stand to gain financially from Common Core is long. Microsoft, Pearson, McGraw-Hill, Amplify Education, a division of News Corp, Wireless Generation, ThinkGate, College Board, and ACT are a few of such organizations. I listed a lot more over the last few days. So, these organizations will provide the hardware, software, instructional material, and testing capabilities required, and as such have taken a material interest in the development of Common Core. In April 2013, the Republican National Committee came out strongly against the standards. and it's anti-Common Core resolution. I would suggest that anybody that has concerns about the Common Core, you know, you voice them. You join a group that's trying to combat them like ours or another one. There's only one other one listed in Ohio on the website I shared the other day, which I don't have right in front of me right now. But we have to do this in large numbers to get rid of it. One person collecting names on a petition won't be enough. We need much more than a petition. And as I've said before, I have some ideas to combat this, but we need to do it as a team. There's a reading list of different sites that you can go to besides the ones I've already been sharing with you, corestandards.org. You can type in controlling education from the top down. That's www.scribd.com. And it says why the Common Core is bad for America. Common Core, a poor choice for states, is at heartland.org. There's states must reject national educational standards while there is still time. Really, well, this is at heritage.org, but every moment, every second that this is in the public schools, it's more youth lost to this, and that puts a whole new spin on it. There isn't really any time, per se. We're past time to get this out. I mean, we need to act very quickly. There's also truthinamericaneducation.com, and look for an article, RNC Resolution on the Common Core Standards. Why there is a backlash against Common Core, that's nationalreview.com. Educational Policies Led Gates, Not States, that's news.heartland.org. Then there's nationalreview.com. And then there's Ohio Students Just Spend More Time Taking Tests Under the New Common Core Testing Plan, that's stateimpact.npr.org/Ohio. ACT Statement on Common Core Standards, that's ACT.org/solutions/college-career.readiness/Common Core State Standards. There's also Alabama could be first state to use standardized tests aligned with Common Core, and that's blog.al.com. College Board endorses Common Core Standards, press.collegeboard.org. College Board names David Coleman, new president, that's press.collegeboard.org. InBloom Inc. launches to enable personalized learning through easier access to information and technology. That's the Ohio Liberty Coalition.org, which we had invited them on the show, and I never did hear back. Hopefully, maybe in the future, they'll come on and speak with us. Parents Cafe at National Student Tracking Database. That was CarolinaJournal.com. And gosh, there's still tons more. I mean, let's see. Okay, I guess I'm going to share some different other things I recently came across. Okay, this is Missouri Education Watch. And you might ask, well, why are you sharing stuff from other states? But really, this is the issue for the United States, not just one state. That's why I continue to talk about other states, too. This was shared yesterday, August 30th, and it says local curriculums forced to use Common Core search engine. And this is a story, not a story, but something a public school kid shared. It said this came from a mother in Missouri whose high school daughter was frustrated with a class assignment to write a research paper. She said, my daughter told me a story a few weeks ago about doing a research paper for one of her classes this past spring. She was a freshman at the time. She was doing her paper on media bias. She told me that it was particularly difficult to do since she had to use the Common Core approved search engine, SIRS, for four of her six sources as required by her teacher. She said that at the top of the search engine site, it shows a Common Core approved banner. just to highlight the facts here, a student was required to use a particular search engine to do her work in order to get a good grade for the majority of her sources had to be found with this search engine. The mother did some research and found this about the SIRS engine, targeted resources, for student research. SIRS Knowledge Source provides a portal to relevant, credible information, carefully hand-selected by our SIRS editorial staff. With the students use SKS, they receive best of content designed to support student research, study, and homework in key curricula subjects. Databases cross-searchable with SKS will vary based on subscription. SIRS Knowledge Source offers national, state, province, and Common Core standards aligned to content. Use SKS to search the SIRS resources at once or to link to each SIRS collection, SIRS collection. Okay, SIRS issues researcher covering the pros and cons leading issues most studied and debated by students. Just a second. It's a government reporter, historic and government documents, directories, and almanacs. SIRS Renaissance, current perspectives on the arts and humanities, and then there's their web select collection of editorially selected, reliable, and credible educational websites covering all curriculum topics. You will find this website at www.prequestk12.com, product info, and you really should look into this. It says hand-selected and credible. Question, how do we know? I mean, who's selecting these? We want to be really careful when, the school that this child had is saying this is the only site you're allowed to go to for 4 out of the 6 resources. That's pretty scary to me, but there's also another site I wanted to share real quick, and they're starting to run out of time, but it's stopcommoncoreinmichigan.com, and it talks about what does it take to defeat Common Core. The Wall Street Journal is talking about Common Core and what will greet students in the coming year. This comment by Rick Hess of the American Enterprise Institute is telling this is a huge fulcrum moment for many of the reforms, said Rick Hess, director of the Education Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative Washington think tank. It's a lot messier than some might have thought. If a significant number of suburban middle-class parents start pushing back, Mr. Hess said, the whole reform agenda could blow a gasket. I think it's going to take a lot of people. And across the United States, again, I have some ideas for that. We're talking numbers like the Tea Party, when the Tea Party came out and the numbers, we're going to need that kind of numbers to stop this. There's also another site, blogs.edweek.org. You'll want to look up lawmakers begin to connect the dots between Gates and Common Core. There's a video of Congress in session, and it has different interesting things you'll want to look into. Anywho's, that's pretty much what I want to share today, except for next week. Probably Sunday or Monday, I'll probably do another show, maybe even more than one, sharing some other audio clips that I haven't got to share yet that I thought were really important to share with you guys. Other than that, we do have the new show on Friday that Sadia Ijaz does for us, and that's a 15-minute show. Next week, we have a special guest on that night. Charlie Meyer, State Director of Ohio YMCA Youth and Government, will be our guest next Friday, September the 6th, I believe that is. And then Kate and Behan will be back for Saturday's show, and then I will also participate in that one. And we'll also have a special guest then, Greg Morton of Morton Design Works, seasoned adventure novelist, motivational writer, outdoor adventure filmmaker, and radio talk show host. He is a former child star, having appeared with Kate Jackson, Beverly Garland, Shirley Jones, and Bruce Boxleitner. His literary works include action, adventure, fiction, motivational, nonfiction, poetry, and family fantasy adventures. And if you want to get our radio program invite every Saturday before the show, you'll want to email us or just email us with questions or if you need help with anything. NewHeightsEducation.org is our website. Our email is newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Our phone number, 419-786-0247. And thank you for listening. And we look forward to having you next week. Come back and listen to some more shows. Have a great night.
You ready?